Hi everyone, I'm Jack.
And I'm Luke,
and welcome to the newest episode of our podcast, which is designed to help you improve your English listening skills.
Yes.
Yes, and today we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Great, perfect. It's the new year.
Yes,
right. 2020. Right.
This is the first podcast of 2020.
Yes, hopefully first of many.
Yes. Okay, so, well, do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2020?
I do, yes. I'm going to be quite specific about it this year.
Okay.
I'm going to tackle health, wealth, and happiness.
Oh,
okay.
You've been watching some motivational videos on YouTube.
So, health. I need to work on my health.
Okay.
I've really let it slip in 2019.
Yeah.
I started jogging a lot, and I haven't been recently. I got an injury, and it's been really up and down. So, okay, 2020 is here. Let's get back into the jogging.
Yeah.
Get back on the bike. Join a gym would be great. I'd like to join a gym. So that's my first resolution, is get healthy or get in good shape, because it makes me feel good. The next one, wealth, is just really pushing on with what we've been doing, you know, in terms of building the podcast and the YouTube and the online community, building what I'm working on here in Seoul, and just making a nice business that can kind of look after me in the future, hopefully. Mm. So yeah, that's a big one for me, of course. It's a big one for everyone. And then finally, happiness. Making sure, and this is a big one actually, because 2019 I got this wrong.
Okay.
Is making sure I don't overload my schedule and just keeping those stress levels down.
Yeah.
You know,
it's actually quite hard.
It is.
To do that, especially in a big city where we live in Seoul, it's easy to overwork.
Sure.
And to get overworked by other people.
Yeah, right. So. And especially, you know, you and I are totally guilty of this. We're constantly adding projects.
Yes.
So, you know, we finish teaching and then we shoot a video and then we meet up and do a podcast and then you've got to go home and edit, and it's just ongoing. But for me, a big thing is just making sure I'm limiting my class time. I don't know about you, but a big thing last year was I was loading up lessons. And it's exhausting.
Yeah. Teaching is very tiring.
Yeah, using your voice constantly. It's physically and mentally tiring. So those are my big three for 2020. How about you?
Okay, so I don't have any fancy headlines for mine like yours. But so I want to learn Korean better. I mean, study harder than I have been doing and get better at it.
Yeah.
Because I studied a lot a few years ago, like I've got a bit lazy and I was happy with my level, but then it's slipped a lot since then. And now I'm having a baby this year and my wife's Korean, so I want my baby to be bilingual. So I should also be not bilingual. That's a bit ambitious, but you know, better than now.
Yeah.
So I want to study, I want to take a class again, basically. So
okay.
Once, twice a week.
Great.
Yeah, that's one. The next one is to build up, like Jack said, build up my new teaching business online through YouTube and my online courses and this podcast. And I have some numbers I want to hit. They're a bit ambitious in terms of like subscriber counts or email lists, and be making kind of a little bit of consistent extra money through my online business.
Yeah.
Right now it's a bit sporadic. Sometimes I get some, sometimes I don't. So
yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I think sort of on top of that, you know, when I look at this podcast particularly, it's nice to see this, you know, I suppose, body of work now, right?
Yes.
We're on episode 22. And we're building up this community. We receive a lot of nice comments. So it'd be very interesting to see where we can take this in 2020.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Right.
More guests, perhaps.
More guests. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Get some celebrities on
some
here.
Celebs.
Maybe not. Okay,
So
we're all set for 2020.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, now let's see how well we did last year. So, Jack, I guess you mentioned it. You kind of mentioned that you didn't do very well last year. So, did you keep your resolutions from last year? And what were they?
Okay. It was less specific last year, so yeah. I hadn't been watching those motivational videos. But basically last year, you know, a big one for me, a huge one for me was my business. Mm. Funnily enough, at that time, I had no online content, nothing. So we go into the new year very differently to last year. Yeah. Same for you, really.
Pretty much, yeah. I think I started dabbling in it in about December.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, just on Twitter.
Yes, so my ambitions last year were for this here, the office, and building a nice student base. And that was successful, so happy I kind of ticked that box. But in terms of health, because that was something else that I wanted to tackle in 2019, it was going well, and then it went back down to where I was at the start of the year. So I think that happens to a lot of people, sure. I hope.
Yes.
But you know, I got the gym membership. Everyone does it, right? Yeah. And then unfortunately didn't follow through. How about you? How was your 2019?
Well, yeah, it's been okay. So yeah, like you, I started my online business about this time last year, about December 2018. And yeah, I wanted to just basically build a foundation. Yep. So I made a couple online courses and I started a YouTube channel and Instagram channel.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's been quite good. It's done, done quite well. Certainly, I mean, a year is not really a long time actually for this kind of online business creation.
Yeah.
I think when people start doing an online business, like on YouTube or Instagram or whatever, they expect things to happen quickly. Mm-hmm. So I did as well. But I think, yeah, slow, gradual progress is much more realistic. So yeah, that's been quite successful. I think I did well there.
Mm-hmm.
I failed at, working out. So I think I had a plan to hit the gym 3 times a week every day. I did that for about 5 months.
Yes.
And then I stopped. Yeah. Then the summer came along and me and Jack were on our bikes a lot. So I was cycling. So and I was working too much in the summer too. So I was like, okay, cycling once a week is enough.
Yeah.
But since then, I haven't really got back into it, even though I'm not working as much right now.
And of course, now we're into winter.
It's too cold. Yeah. You know,
minus 10 outside. It's difficult to get out there, right?
Yeah, so I think I go to the gym once every 2 weeks now, which is basically irrelevant.
Yes, that's no good.
It's no good whatsoever.
So is that something you're looking to improve in 2020, or is that kind of low on your priorities?
It's low on my priorities. I'd rather focus on eating healthier rather than working out more, as if I was thinking about my health. But I'm going to keep my membership because my school pays for it.
Yes,
so
yeah,
I might as well keep it.
Will you be able to do the same with your Korean lessons? You'll be able to.
I get a little bit of a personal allowance, personal development allowance.
Okay,
so I think I can, but my university has Korean classes, so I think I can just go for free.
Yeah, great.
To go for free.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right, moving on. So last year you didn't really keep your resolutions, you said.
Yeah,
50-50. So do you normally keep them? Is there anything you've done specifically well in the past, like quit smoking or something like that?
To be absolutely honest, you know, I know I've given you 3 specific sort of resolutions for this year, but generally speaking, I don't make long-term goals like that.
Okay.
Because, you know, as I grow older, I realize that it's very difficult to make plans and things don't go as you expect them to. So, you know, it's nice to make resolutions, but on the whole, I don't hit them. I don't have any particular method for keeping them.
Mm.
I just try to it's so cheesy, but take things day by day. It's, you know, I try not to plan ahead too much and just make sure that what I'm doing now is an effective use of my time and hopefully putting me in the right direction.
Yeah.
So I think we could summarize that by saying no. I don't have a method. How about you?
No, I don't have a method either. I think I've never really kept all my resolutions.
Right.
I'm trying to think. No, I don't think I have. Like, I never smoke, and I've really drunk too much. So that's not one of those, like, serious things which people tend to keep, actually. Mm-hmm. I think, well, high on the list of what people do keep is, like, quitting smoking or quitting drinking. So mine are always a bit more ambitious than that.
Yes.
Although I'm sure quitting smoking is very difficult, so.
Yeah.
No, but I think, actually, a couple of years ago, I did decide to focus on saving money a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been good. I've kept that up even until now as, like, more of a habit. It's more of a habit now than anything.
That's the big thing, isn't it? Yeah. It's not so much setting goals, we've got to do this. It's starting habits and keeping new habits.
Yeah.
The basic spending habits is a big one. Yes. Saving.
Right.
And the same with, we've been talking a lot about health, physical health. You just go to the gym, go for a ride, go for a run, you know, just try to make that part of your routine. But easier said than done, isn't it?
Yes.
I think a big one that I hear for the resolutions is the morning routine. I very often hear, like, oh, what's your morning routine? And how do you have an effective morning routine?
Get up and go to work.
yeah, that's it. Maybe it's something I've got to work on, right? Yeah, 2020.
All right, cool. Well, thanks, Jack. Thank you all for listening, and I hope this was fun. What are your resolutions? Let us know in the comments.
Yes, please let us know. Yeah, I hope you have some good resolutions. And by the way, Happy New Year. I hope you have a wonderful 2020.
Yes, Happy New Year. Okay, yeah. See you guys.
See you soon.